I'm with our esteemed naturalist, Paul Wigman. And Paul, today we're going to talk about the good news.
The good news.
You know, a lot of folks in our society certainly can see that sometimes it's a small amount of good news that gets put out into the world. So what's your good news that you want to share for us in this edition of the Letters from the Laurel Highlands?
Well, the good news is a return of an aquatic plant by the name of Golden Club in the Okigenee River.
Now, is this one of those plants that's sort of like a metaphoric canary in the coal mine, or something where we can judge the health of our systems?
That's a good analogy. It is exactly that. Golden Club is a plant that grows on the edge of the water, in shallow water, and is very sensitive to particularly acid in the water. It needs good clean water at a neutral pH. Golden Club used to occur on the Okigenee River, particularly the Yauk, the middle Yauk, and the lower Yauk around Ohiopyle, abundantly. Unfortunately, the Okigenee River was polluted by acid mine drainage, not from the Yauk so much, but from the Castleman, and the plant was lost.
What is acid mine drainage for those listening who might not know that term?
When groundwater seeps into the mines, deep mines, these are cavities, like caves in the ground that have been dug for coal. It mixes with the sulfur in the coal, and when that comes out of the mine, it's acidic, very acidic. So it's the mine water coming out to the surface and getting into the waterways, into the streams and rivers.
And so the Golden Club was one aquatic plant that was really devastated by this acid mine drainage?
Wiped out, gone from the Okigenee River.
But there's some good news.
Very good news. 2 weeks ago, I was rafting the Middle Yauk and stopped at one of the islands right in the middle of the Laurel Ridge water gap. And lo and behold, there was one plant, one plant for now. But it was a Golden Club plant beginning to grow and take root.
Why did this brighten your day when you saw this plant?
Well, every plant brightens my day.
Good answer,
especially
Paul.
Golden Club. What that means is the Yauk is no longer acidic, is getting cleaner, and of course the enactment of regulations during the later part of the last century, 1900s, we saw acid mine drainage being controlled and cleaned up in the Castleman River. The Castleman's getting better, the Okigenee's getting better, and some of those indicators are now coming back, and one of those indicators is Golden Club.
So it seems like it's been a successful statement for the environmental regulations that have been put in place to try to affect the health of the streams in a positive manner.
That and the natural rebound of plants. Now, you might ask, where did it come from? Where did that one plant come from? Laurel Hill Creek, which is one of the tributaries of the Castleman and ultimately the Okigenee, has a good population of Golden Club still existing. Laurel Hill Creek never saw the acid mine drainage that the Castleman did. Those plants that are growing in Laurel Hill Creek are setting seed. The seeds are washing down into the Yauk, and they're restocking now that the Yauk's clean. So what we have is a good example of rejuvenation, natural rejuvenation.
Well, that's Paul Wigman, who is the Ambassador of Natural History for the Laurel Highlands, and also, of course, our esteemed naturalist. Thank you, Paul.